Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today. And before we go into the Word of the Lord, let's just take a few moments to pray together. Father, I thank you for the privilege we have in prayer. Lord, that regardless of where we are, what we're doing, Father, our hearts can continually be aware and sensitive to your presence in our lives. And sometimes, Lord, it's a prayer even without words. But Father, for the purpose of agreement, we do use words to be able to share common heart thoughts. And that is, Father, that we love you and we worship you. And Father, we thank you that you have provided for everything that pertains to our life, as well as our walk in the Spirit. And so, Father, you see those that are listening that need encouragement, those that need to feel your love and the security that comes from knowing that regardless of what they go through in life, that your love will never fail them, that you are with them. Lord, many times things happen and we don't understand and we're surprised and we're unprepared and we experience all kinds of emotions, but Lord, you are faithful and you're with us. So thank you, Lord, for strengthening your beloved. Thank you, Lord, for giving them courage and faith and strength and an absolute knowledge and trust that you are going to give them victory, that you will complete that work which you started in them. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy and for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. It's not a light, frivolous joy, Lord, but it's a deep, abiding joy deep within our spirits that we know that all things are working together for our good and that you're not a man that you should lie. You are faithful and your word is true. And so regardless of how quickly our thoughts and our emotions can change and fly around, we're thankful, Lord, that you are a God who does not change. There's neither variables nor shadow of turning with you, and we're grateful for that, Lord. Thank you for your ministry, and thank you for anointing the Word of God in Jesus' name as we share this time together. Praise God. Well, I'm certain all of you are familiar with the Gospel of John and one of those opening stories that are given to us in the fourth chapter where Jesus stopped as he was weary and rested at Jacob's well. And this is the fourth chapter of John. And he stopped at this well and he was resting when a Samaritan woman came to draw water. Sort of an unusual time of the day, but she was coming because probably her lifestyle where she didn't really want to meet people. And so Jesus asked her for a drink of water. Now, in our society today, we perhaps wouldn't think much of it, but that was a very unusual thing in that day and time. And she was astonished that a Jew would talk to her, seeing that she was a woman of Samaria. Jesus talked to her about living water, and she said that was something she would really want. He said, "Whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life." And so the woman, as he continued to minister to her, she realized he was a prophet. He told her things that no one could have known except the Lord reveal. And so she left her water pot there and went into the city, and she told the people what Jesus had said to her. Meanwhile, the disciples had returned, and they became concerned that Jesus didn't eat. And he said to them, "I have meat or food to eat that you know not of." And the disciples questioned among themselves, well, had anyone brought something for him to eat? They hadn't seen anyone. And Jesus said again, "My food or my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." And so I'd like to share with you today, what is your testimony? This was the testimony that Jesus was giving to his disciples. Think about this. The very strength and satisfaction of his soul was in doing the will of his Father, even more than natural bread. The hunger of his heart could only be satisfied with the knowledge that his Father's purposes were being fulfilled. Think about that. Could we be in such a place that our deepest spiritual desires, the hunger of our heart, would be to fulfill and to accomplish what God wants to do in and through us, through our lives, in our lives? Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And beloved, I pray that your heart's desire and your prayer is to love more and more the Word of God. I pray that I say, "God, I love your Word, but help me to love it more. Help me to understand the Word more." And that's my prayer for God's people, that he would impart and give to us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, that he would open up the Word of God. You know, so often, especially if we walk with the Lord for a while and we've heard a lot of sermons and we've read the Word, we've been faithful, we've read through it perhaps a number of times, yet there's depth in it that we have not understood, we've not seen. It is like a treasure chest. We can read it with the natural understanding, but it takes the Spirit of God to give revelation. Jesus said in John, the fifth chapter, verse 19, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For whatsoever things he doth, these also doeth the Son in the same manner. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that he himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel." Jesus said in verse 30, "I can of mine own self do nothing." And here, beloved, Jesus was sharing a glorious revelation. "I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me." Beloved, that's the dynamic we need to embrace for our Christian life. Here we see, in this revelation, a marvelous and glorious self-emptying of the Son of God. He was relinquishing everything and anything that would mar the accomplishment of the will of God through him. He was saying, as the Son, he could do nothing of himself. Remember, he came to do the works that he did, to accomplish the redemption for us that he accomplished, not as the Son of God, but as the Son of Man. He was perfect because it required a perfect sacrifice, but it had to be as a man. He was taking our place. He was our substitute. And so, just as he could do nothing of himself, apart from the Father, so we can't do anything in ourselves. Nothing at all. It is his motivation. It is his empowering. It is his anointing. He could not do it. Why? And this is the beautiful thing to consider. Because of the great love he had for his Father. The plan of Christ's life, think about this, was not of his own making. He lived in such close fellowship with the invisible Father that he could say, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. Oh, beloved, that we can grasp what he was saying, that we could possibly live in such close fellowship with Christ, that our eyes would view the pattern, that his workings would reveal to us, that we would be so close to the Father as Jesus that we would only seek to do the things he would have us do. The Father had honored the Son in doing nothing without him. Hallelujah. John 1:3 states, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Think about that relationship in the very beginning. Jesus said in John 6:38, I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Jesus came down from heaven to do the will of the Father. And beloved, you and I, brother and sister, you've been birthed into a glorious relationship by being made the sons of God. Hebrews 2:11 states, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified, that's us, are all of one. For which cause, hallelujah, he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Every believer in Jesus Christ is sent to the world with the same message and for the same purpose. John 17:18 says, as thou hast sent me into the world, listen, beloved, this is what he says, even so have I also sent them into the world. We are not sent in the world to do our own will, but the will of him that sent us. Why did Jesus make so many references to the fact that he did not come and work and speak to please himself? Because he came to do the will of the Father. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and we will continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. Some of you have been, you want to do God's will, but it seems your own will. Those things, those habits, those addictions, those thought patterns, attitudes of heart, all those things are holding you back. Well, beloved, there's power in prayer, power in agreement, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can be victorious and you can overcome. The announcer will share our contact information, and if you choose to email, if that's convenient for you, I ask you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally. I will confirm receipt and will, of course, pray. But if you'd like a personal answer, I ask you to share that mailing address. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.